from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A loud explosion that shook the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan Saturday night was an intentional act that injured 29 people. That's according to New York authorities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio declared the explosion was deliberate. He spoke to reporters on the street near the scene of the blast.
There is no specific and credible threat against New York City at this point in time from any terror organization. So as we are analyzing what happened here, we are doing against the backdrop where we have no credible and specific threat at this moment. But we do want to be very clear. The early indications, the initial indications, is this was an intentional act.
World leaders have been descending on New York for days, preparing for the annual UN General Assembly meeting this week. New York authorities were also investigating an unexploded device found blocks from where the explosion occurred in Manhattan. Bomb squad personnel safely removed the device for transport to the police firing range in the Bronx. It appeared to be a pressure cooker attached to a cell phone and wires in a plastic bag. The explosion in Chelsea frightened hundreds of people and blew out windows. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump vowed Saturday in Houston, Texas, to rid the U.S. of illegal immigrants who have taken the lives of people. Trump said his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton failed to enforce immigration laws when she was Secretary of State, when she failed to suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens.
They've warned that Hillary Clinton's plan would put the entire country in grave danger. I fully understand that. They called it radical, deeply dangerous, and warned it would trigger an unprecedented national crisis.
Trump's remarks came at the first ever conference hosted by the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal aliens. But the nonprofit organization has critics who contend it uses families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, said the group is helping to advance the agenda of the organized nativist movement in the United States, which tries to demonize immigrants in general, whether documented or not. Russia's ruling United Russia is expected to be the big winner in Sunday's parliamentary elections that span 11 time zones for approximately 110 million registered voters. Recent polling suggests the party of President Vladimir Putin will retain power in the State Duma. Analysts say the voting will likely be a referendum on Putin's expected 2018 presidential run for re-election. Opposition politicians are hopeful they will be able to acquire at least a few of the 450 seats, but pollsters say the opposition might not be lucky enough to grab even one seat. However, the resurrection of an old voting system could lead to some seats for the opposition. Half of parliament will be decided by people voting for individuals, with the other half drawn from party lists. The last parliament was elected on party lists alone. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in two decades on an Indian army base in Kashmir, close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say four heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said four militants were killed. A search is underway for others possibly hiding in the area. A gunman suspected of being motivated by hatred for law enforcement killed a woman and wounded two Philadelphia police officers and three civilians before he was shot and killed by police. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.